بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the most merciful, the most compassionate.
عبس وتولى.
He frowned and turned away.
أن جاءه الأعمى.
That the blind man came to him. As the sentences that follow indicate, he who frowned and turned away was the Prophet, peace be upon him, himself. As for the blind man, this was Ibn Maktum, a cousin of the Prophet's wife, Khadija. Ibn Maktum came to the Prophet, peace be upon him, at a time when he was deeply engrossed in conveying Islam's message to the most influential people of Makkah, the heads of the different clans. Ibn Maktum had wanted to ask him a few questions, but the Prophet, peace be upon him, was irked by this intrusion.
وَمَا يُدْرِيكَ لَعَلَّهُ يَزَّكَّى.
How could you know? Perhaps he would cleanse himself.
أَوْ يَذَّكَّرُ فَتَنْفَعَهُ الذِّكْرَى.
Or he might be mindful and good counsel might avail him.
أَمَّا مَنِ اسْتَغْنَى.
Now he who waxes indifferent.
فَأَنْتَ لَهُ تَصَدَّى.
You attend to him.
وَمَا عَلَيْكَ أَلَّا يَزَّكَّى.
Though you are not to blame if he would not cleanse himself.
وَأَمَّا مَنْ جَاءَكَ يَسْعَى.
But he who comes to you running.
وَهُوَ يَخْشَى.
And fears Allah.
فَأَنْتَ عَنْهُ تَلَهَّى.
You pay no heed to him.
كلا إنها تذكرة.
No indeed, this is only a reminder. No indeed.
The words "no indeed" are here indicative of God's directive to the Prophet, peace be upon him, not to show undue deference to those who are heedless of him on account of their worldly eminence. For Islam's teachings should not be presented as though the Prophet, peace be upon him, were abjectly begging those who had spurned it to now honor him by accepting it. It also did not become the Prophet, peace be upon him, to invite such arrogant people to Islam in such manner, for this might give rise to the misconception that their acceptance of Islam would serve the Prophet's own interests. Nor was it appropriate that they be made to feel so important that if they accepted Islam, it would prosper as a result, and if they did not, then Islam would court disaster. Islam cares as little for them as they care for it.
فَمَنْ شَاءَ ذَكَرَهُ.
So whoso wills may give heed to it.
فِي صُحُفٍ مُكَرَّمَةٍ.
It is contained in scrolls highly honored.
مَرْفُوعَةٍ مُطَهَّرَةٍ.
Most exalted and purified.
This is to stress that the scrolls which embody the revelation were free of impurity. These scrolls expound nothing but unadulterated truth, because false or corrupt ideas and doctrines have not been able to find their way into them.
بأيدي سفرة.
Borne by the hands of scribes.
كرام بررة.
Noble and purified.
The scribes mentioned here denote the angels who were charged under God's own guidance with writing down the scrolls of the Quran. This so as to safeguard them and faithfully convey them to the Prophet, peace be upon him.
قُتِلَ الْإِنسَانُ مَا أَكْفَرَهُ.
Accursed be man. How stubbornly he denies the truth. Accursed be man.
From here on, God's reprimand is addressed directly to the unbelievers who were disregarding the truth. Prior to this, from the opening verse of the surah to verse 16, the discourse seems to be addressed to the Prophet, peace be upon him, but it was in actual fact meant to reprimand the unbelievers. This reprimand, however, was implicit.
It consisted of asking the Prophet, peace be upon him, why he paid scant attention to a genuine seeker of the truth and instead directed his entire focus on those who were worthless from the point of view of his mission. These unbelievers had gone too far in opposing the truth to merit that the Prophet, peace be upon him, should present before them something as exalted as the Quran.
مِنْ أَيِّ شَيْءٍ خَلَقَهُ
Out of what did Allah create him?
مِنْ نُطْفَةٍ خَلَقَهُ فَقَدَّرَهُ
Out of a sperm drop did he create him and then determined a measure for him.
ثُمَّ السَّبِيلَ يَسَّرَهُ
And then made the course of life easy for him.
ثُمَّ أَمَاتَهُ فَأَقْبَرَهُ
Then he caused him to die and brought him to the grave.
ثُمَّ إِذَا شَاءَ أَنْشَرَهُ
And then, whenever he wishes, he will raise him back to life.
كَلَّا لَمَّا يَقْضِ مَا أَمَرَهُ
Nay, but man did not fulfill what Allah had enjoined upon him.
فَلْيَنْظُرِ الْإِنسَانُ إِلَىٰ طَعَامِهِ
So let man just consider his food.
أَنَّا صَبَبْنَا الْمَاءَ صَبَّا
We poured water, pouring it in great abundance. We poured water, pouring it in great abundance.
Water here means rainwater.
ثُمَّ شَقَقْنَا الْأَرْضَ شَقَّا
And cleaved the earth, cleaving it asunder.
فَأَنْبَتْنَا فِيهَا حَبَّا
Then caused the grain to grow out of it.
وَعِنَبًا وَقَبَّا
Together with grapes and vegetables.
وَزَيْتُونًا وَنَخْلًا
And olives and palms.
وحدائق غلبا.
And dense orchards.
وفاكهة وأبا.
And fruits and pastures.
متاعا لكم ولأنعامكم.
All this as a provision for you and your cattle.
فإذا جاءت الصاخة.
But when the deafening cry shall be sounded, but when the deafening cry shall be sounded.
This refers to the final and very horrendous sound of the trumpet. After it has been blown, all the dead will rise to life again.
يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ
On the day when each man shall flee from his brother.
وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ
And his mother and his father.
وَصَاحِبَتِهِ وَبَنِيهِ
And his consort and his children.
لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ مِّنْهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ شَأْنٌ يُغْنِيهِ
On that day, each will be occupied with his own business, making him oblivious of all save himself.
وجوه يومئذ مسفرة
Some faces on that day shall be beaming with happiness
ضاحكة مستبشرة
And be cheerful and joyous
ووجوه يومئذ عليها غبرة
Some faces on that day shall be dust ridden
ترهقها قترة
Enveloped by darkness.
أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْكَفَرَةُ الْفَجَرَةُ
These will be the unbelievers, the wicked.